So our listener Lisa still feeling awful about something that happened in the hospital after she just had their daughter. This is group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lisa says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm going to apologize in advance for the weird and random message I'm sending you.
Okay.
But have you ever been involved in or seen a fight in the maternity ward at the hospital?
Hang on, repeat that sentence.
Fight in the maternity ward at the hospital.
Okay.
I ask because I was, kind of, and I still feel horrible about it.
Oh.
I had an emergency C-section and was pumped up on morphine after the birth of my daughter. The nurse came in to press on my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I asked her not to. Like, maybe she didn't know. I just had major surgery right there. Mm-hmm. But she did. And I punched her.
She punched her?
She punched the nurse. She refused to go back to my room. I never would have done this in my normal state of mind. And I still feel so guilty about that. Like, should I send her flowers or something? Honestly, I don't even know her name. I could probably find out, though, if I called to ask. But has anybody else done anything like this, pumped up on pain meds? Please tell me I'm not the only one.
Yes, send her flowers. My gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Are you, you punched a healthcare professional.
I will admit that this is my confession time. I will admit I was in that very situation where I had a C-section.
Yeah.
And then the nurse comes in shortly after and pushes on my stomach. And I had the same thoughts because I did not know. I was not warned. That was part of the protocol, right? So I was just like, hey, did anybody just tell you what just happened? Did anyone know? Because I just thought maybe she just didn't know. She didn't know. She knew. I didn't know. I didn't punch, though.
So it was painful, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the most pain I've ever felt in my entire life.
Okay. All right.
But I didn't punch.
You didn't punch.
I'm feeling bad about that. I know that doesn't help Lisa. I didn't punch, though.
I know.
But I know I understand that moment.
Okay.
I understand it, and I understand that the pain meds can kind of do a little something.
I can't imagine I can't imagine she would have punched very hard because probably like you, she was on some sort of pain meds.
Well, or that can make you have superhuman strength. Not sure.
Oh.
Sounds like it was the latter because the nurse did not come back. And I'm sure that they have dealt with situations like that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. As a healthcare professional, I'm sure you've dealt with all sorts of patients, and sometimes their involuntary reaction to something that happens.
Yes, but it sounds like that this was significant enough to where nurse didn't come back at all. She's like, you know what? Someone else has taken over this room. I'm out.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think a lot of people are commenting on Facebook saying, yes, try to find that nurse.
Yes.
Do the right thing. Apologize.
At least
deliver
send
some
the flowers.
Flowers.
Find out who was working.
Give her some food. Night. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can 100% track down who was working.
And you should. Yes. I mean, not only just for her, just to again know that you feel awful about it and that you're trying to make it right, but then that's the only way I feel like you're going to release yourself from the guilt.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a nurse or hospital staff or anything and have any other fun little patient stories that you'd like to pass along,
would help Lisa in her knowing she's not the only one.
But everybody's saying, yes, obviously the nurse knew what she was doing. She was doing her job by pushing on your stomach after the C-section.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't communicated to you like it wasn't to me to expect it. And that took you off guard.
Yeah.
And that is how you reacted. And it is what it is. But what you can do in this moment is, yes, try to hunt her down, make it right, and apologize again.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica says, I've worked in the medical field in some capacity over the 15 years, and I've seen all types of reactions to pain meds. I've had patients grab my arm, scream at me 1 minute, and be fine the next minute. Even though she didn't want to come back in your room, I'm sure she would understand if you explained to her. I'm sure she's seen and experienced all kinds of things working in the hospital. Maybe flowers, a short note explaining, or just a call to the hospital, try to speak with her herself. I'll definitely keep a mental note of what happened during the future hospital visits. Let them know that you don't handle morphine well.
Yes, they can note that in the chart.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, by the way, if you put me on this, this is what happened last time.
Could be a violent reaction a little bit. Justin says, when I was 15, I went under for wisdom teeth surgery. Apparently, when I was waking up, the nurse leaned me up. I smacked her butt and said, good job, slur.
Oh.
The nurse refused to see me during my follow-up.
Welp. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'd love to hear your story if you got one, or maybe your suggestion. That is on the way, group therapy. If our listener Lisa is wanting some consoling messages, she's not getting them. It's 997DJX group therapy. She talked about just having a C-section with her daughter, and while she was still under, the nurse came in, pressed on her stomach that she had just, you know, had in surgery, and she walloped her.
Yeah. And so, listen, I've been there, and I was not given the heads up, like, hey, someone's going to come in and press on your stomach in just a little bit after you had major surgery, because I had two C-sections. And, you know, first time, wasn't aware that was going to be a part of it.
Right.
Didn't punch anybody. But a lot of people are rolling in to say that's now a federal crime if you assault a healthcare worker.
Wow.
Which,
there you go.
Okay. Elizabeth, though, says, yeah, the comment section doesn't pass the vibe check. Drugs make people do things they would not normally do. Some people get really aggressive and irritable on certain medications. Calling for a patient to be charged with assault because she acted when she wasn't in her right mind is a little much, but the responsibility is 100% hers to inform her doctor next time that she has, if she has a procedure done, that she knows that she doesn't handle morphine well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, just getting back to it, yes, reach out to the nurse, apologize, all that. Now, Cindy rolls in and says, now, this is definitely a facepalm situation. A patient of mine comes in very upset. She's pregnant. She doesn't understand why, because she's on the pill. Upon talking to her at great length, I find out that she only takes the pill on days that she is sexually active and at no other time.
Oh, gosh. Oh, oh no, that is not how it works. No,
it's an ongoing thing you got to do.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Amy says, I'm allergic to penicillin. And after a C-section, my nurse accidentally gave that to me. So not only was I in pain from delivery, but I swelled up like a beached whale and broke out in hives. She didn't come back in because she was so embarrassed.
Oh. Well,
like mistakes can be made.
I think the root of this is, Lisa, everyone's saying, yes, let's make sure that you are following up with the hospital, with the nurse, and just make it right between you and her.
Yes, apologize in some way, offer to send a gift card, flowers, that kind of thing, apology note, all the things I think would be a good gesture. And again, yes, moving forward, no, you don't react well on that medication.
Yes, 100%.
Have that noted in your chart.
All right, there you go. That is group therapy.